one supposed to be running the ship. Now I'ma take the captains and place them at the bottom of the barge. I don't see your talent because you're lacking all ambition. I don't think you're grasping the platform that you've been given. I won't sing your praises and tell you that you're amazing. I'd be lying to your faces. You know it, but you just won't admit it. I am no longer chosen. I'm choosing y'all. And I don't care who's in charge or who's involved. Cause I showed up again to prove you wrong. And I feel like I've been waiting way too long. Now you're out of
time. So say goodbye. I'll sing with her, sing for the year. Sing for the laugh, sing for the tear. Sing with her, just for today. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away.
What is yours?
Now
is mine.
Black Panther. It's Kingsteven. Thank you, Hagar. Welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, Kingsteven. And today is the segment that I just created called The Journal. It's not the job journal, it's just my regular journal. Now, before we get into it, I gotta give a shout out to Chipotle on their new brisket and also their burritos. Appreciate you, boys. All right, let's get to it. A lot of things has been going on with me ever since a few months ago. I got married to the woman that I love. My queen, Hope Banks Sanders. Everything was going very well. Besides the fact that my father and my stepmother didn't show up because they had COVID for the second time, but they somehow recuperated after 1 week. Everything was going good. A lot of people at my job were end up quitting or end up terminating. But then I found out everything was going well. So I found out something that was literally a bombshell. My queen went to her doctor, found out there's 3 things going on with her. One of them I knew, it was her high blood pressure, basically because of the salty foods. I feel bad about that. The other one is a type of syndrome I can't even pronounce that hits her knee. Luckily, she got a brace for that. But the third one, it's really starting to scare me. It's her thyroid. Then I found out today it was an overacting thyroid. I don't know what that means, but I do know one person in my family that had it. My mom. Luckily for her, she didn't have surgery on it. She ended up taking a lot of medicine. I mean, my mom had a lot of health problems. But she always kept a smile on her face. I just feel like Hope shouldn't have to be going through this. Not yet. I mean, I felt like
that we would basically get everything in order, save up for our first home together, have our first children. If the Lord bless us, says the time is right. I never thought that the health problems would start jumping on us that fast. I'm not blaming anyone, I just felt like it's too early for that. I haven't slept. I can't even sleep. I mean, and when I do, I have nightmares. And she's not there with me. I'm scared of basically losing her. She is my world. My world. Sometimes I handle two jobs at the same time. One as king, supposed to do everything right by his people. And the other one is Black Panther. And I feel like when I'm out there saving people, protecting my country, and protecting our most precious resource from getting into the wrong hands. Something in my family is being attacked, and that's my queen. If anything ever happened to my queen, know what to do. Just wish sometimes my mom was here that would talk to me. I mean, the whole world is saying that I can handle this, but I'm not sure if I can handle this new thing. I mean, about these health problems, I feel like somebody is basically punishing me or my queen for no reason. Then a friend of mine basically told me this. You're not being attacked, Stephen. Or your queen's not being attacked. There's just a lot of people out there that's doubting you. That's making you feel bad. But the one thing that's keeping you going every day to deal with this. Besides, he's your wife. And you're never going to be like your mom, Stephen. No one can live up to your mom. Not even her. Mom always says, your mom always put y'all first and always was willing to help others. But the one thing that she did not Excuse me. But the one thing my friend basically did tell me is the same thing that my brother James told me. That is, the one thing that mom didn't second guess on was saying that you were going to be the future of this family. And I don't think your mom would have done what she did if she knew that you were going to be here and she was gone. I live with that motivation every single day. But I feel like when I'm basically out there protecting my country and the people who make it great every day, I feel like I'm neglecting protecting my wife from anything. And it basically, it's weighing on me like a weight. I feel like when I'm out there protecting everyone, my wife is out there too. But I made a difficult decision to have her not go out there with me and protect Wakanda until her health was stronger. That was a difficult decision I had to make. Now I'm questioning myself, should I just give up being Black Panther? Everybody's asking, besides my brothers in arm, asked me, why would you want to give up on that? You've been Black Panther since 2013 when you took on that role. You made it shine ever since. I just feel like if I kept going as Black Panther, I don't think I wouldn't live with myself knowing that my wife is basically in trouble. And I'm serious. I probably would give up the suit. Just continue basically protecting Wakanda as king. Losing someone that you love, that really hurts really bad. It takes years and time to get over that. And I feel like that's, every time I have nightmares, in the night, losing my queen. I feel like someone's punishing me for some reason. Now, I had to basically tell someone, well, not of size, one of my friends basically told me this. Do you remember why you became Black Panther? You wanted to give the people hope, just like your brothers did. You wanted the evil that was attacking the world and also your country has something to fear. Right now, there's nothing to be feared, and evil's running rampant like a plague through the city, the country, or the world. So I basically told my friend this. Let's just cut through the poetry and just talk real. Now, the purpose of Black Panther being created was to protect the vibranium from getting in the wrong hand. Then was also because of crime bosses, crooked politicians, terrorists, aliens. Every single thief who has snatched a purse, robbed a store, even attacked innocent women and men. There's no bottom for Black Panther. There's no end to Black Panther. I feel right now, at my point in my life, I feel like I'm ready to basically just give up being Black Panther for good. Because I have a real shot to leave behind a legacy. I want to make sure I have children with this woman. Something I could be proud of for the rest of my life. Black Panther is not going to jeopardize that. And then my friend basically told me, I know that you do, guys, I know that you do care about your wife and want to basically start a family with her. Steven, the promise you made to your queen is hard to keep. Can't just give up being a hero that you were supposed to be just because of one setback. Your queen would not want you to be giving up the one thing that helps protect the country and also keep your soul on the right path. Wakanda needs the Black Panther. basically sat there in meditation, thinking about what my friend said. And he's basically right, but part of me just still worried. I feel like that I'm not fully committed to being Black Panther. That's what that part of me is, because I mean, I know it is my job to be Black Panther, but I also have a responsibility to the woman I love. If I basically am not there for her, I would totally regret it. I wouldn't let that go. But I can't just I'm gonna need to make this decision if I want to be continuous Black Panther or not. I can tell you this. Whatever decision I make, I gotta live with it for the rest of my life. Now I leave you with this, with a quote. If a king cannot see that he must change and be much better, that he is not fit to protect and lead his people. That's all right, everyone. That's all I'm going to talk about today. Tune in next time for the conclusion of the journal. This is King Steven signing out. Peace.